All right, it is take one. It is the Jeff Dubay 5-Minute Major. This is highly experimental. We don't really have this thing scripted. We don't exactly know what we're going to be doing. I say we. It's kind of a solo gig. I am in the Palatial Studios that house the Jeff Dubay 5-Minute Major. I'm Jeff Dubay, if you haven't put it together yet. The studios, as we speak, are rolling down Highway 7 in Minnetonka because that's basically how this thing's going to roll. It's a portable digital recorder, and I'm driving right now. God, I hope I don't get, wouldn't that suck if I got a ticket for distracted driving? It might be good for radio or good for ratings or whatever, good for downloads, but it would suck for me personally. Enough things have sucked for me. I want to start off by saying thanks to Dwight Cadwell for the opportunity and for putting this thing together. And also thanks to everybody for the support on Twitter, on Facebook. It's been an interesting year and a half, I tell you that. Way more than I could have bargained for after, the previous five or six not being the smoothest of sailing. It's like one of those things. You get a scouting report on life, and you think you've seen everything. It's like very much like baseball. You get this pitcher on the hill, and he's just throwing high heat, and then he's snapping off some filthy slider, and then he throws a disappearing changeup, and you're just baffled. You go 0 for 4, and you're feeling lousy, but you're thinking, hey, I got to look at this guy. I got a scouting report on him. Next time we see him, I'm going to get all over him. And then he's worked his way into a little splitter. Right when you think you got him figured out, he comes back with a little split finger or maybe even a little screwball. And that's kind of what the last year and a half was. This pitcher who I thought I had a book on, all of a sudden he breaks out a split finger that I'd never seen before, and I put up another 0 for 4. But long story short, I'm just glad that there's still people out there who give a damn what I might have to say about things from time to time. And while this inaugural little podcast is not going to be necessarily hardcore breaking anything down, it's just kind of a welcome back, and good to be back. And I'm trying not to hit anything right now. I'm driving through a construction zone. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's orange barrels everywhere, and I don't know what they put in those things. I think there's nothing in them, so I think I could hit one and it wouldn't be a big deal. But this isn't my car, so I'm not gonna risk it. This is not experimental driving. It's experimental radio is what it is. So I'm gonna try to keep it above, as we are now approaching Highway 19 in Excelsior. If anybody was curious about where I was at 12:15 this afternoon, let's see. A couple housekeeping items. Not going to be a lot of guests on this thing because it is 5 minutes. It's just kind of a quick hit. So it should be a real easy part of your daily routine. It's going to be posted on Twitter and Facebook under my account. So if you follow me or if you're a friend of mine, whatever, when you're looking through my timeline or checking up your news feed or whatever all that crap is, I'm not the best at social media, but you'll see it right there on your smartphone. And you just hit it right there, and you can listen for 5 minutes. And I apologize. There's nothing I can ever do to give you those 5 minutes back. If I could, I would. And I think the preemptive warning right now is really as far as I can go. I would think that it's pretty easy to squeeze that 5 minutes into your day. And to be honest with you, it'll probably increase to 5 days a week once I get a little more comfortable and into the swing of things. What the hell? I could do it from anywhere. I could be sitting on the John, for God's sake. I could be doing it in the shower. I could do this from anywhere. Although those might not be the most tasteful recommendations. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, so just relax. There's nothing to freak out about. But the point is, there's really no reason not to make. We were talking about it last week, Dwight and I, and I said 3 days a week, just because I've learned to aim low. Because the lower the expectations, all of a sudden I switch to 5 days a week. He's thrilled with it. People are happy about it. If I start at five and I think, oh God, I wish I was only doing three, then there's this outrage, uproar, whatever, and then I look like a lazy sloth. So, which I am, but I've disguised it reasonably well, not brilliantly, but reasonably well for many, many years. So, it's like I said, it's going to be seat of the pants. It's going to make it up as we go. It's going to be doing it in the car, and when I say doing it in the car, I'm not talking about what you people do in the car. I'm talking about doing the podcast in the car. I'm not talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I digress one more time. We're just going to kind of figure it out, feel it as we go. And like I said, I'll probably switch it to 5 days a week, make it a daily thing. And I'm going to do some theme stuff. When we get into hockey season, a friend of mine, Tony Dean, who's just been plugging away, just guy works his rear end off, and he's an absolute hockey fanatic, passionate about what he's doing. And you can usually read his stuff on my Twitter account, Facebook account, if I am diligent enough or just paying enough attention to what he's doing to see it and retweet it. I'm sure some of them slip through the cracks because I'm not always on social media. But if you follow me, you've probably seen his stuff. And the guy knows what's going on. He follows it hard. He's out there on the beat. He's quite a wild expert. So what I'm going to try to work out with Tony, and this is going to be news for him because he's probably listening to this, and I haven't talked to him about this. But you don't fit a lot of guests into 5 minutes. But I'm thinking about doing Tony Tuesdays. He and I will, maybe if he can fit it into schedule, meet up for lunch or something. And I'll throw the phone down on the table, BS about the Wild for 5 minutes. That'll be Tuesdays. That'll be a theme, you know, a Tony Tuesday. We'll talk about the Wild and the local hockey scene, whatever. So that's one thing that I think I'd like to do coming up in the winter. So, Tony, I hope I didn't just get you completely off guard, but I thought you might be up for that if you can squeeze in a lunch date on a Tuesday. I mean, I can't do phone-in guests or anything. But anyway, the on-air production meeting is stretched to the point where I've made it to 5 minutes, and my major has now been served, and our team only gave up a couple of goals. So, yeah, we're still in it. We're still plugging away. We'll be back Wednesday. We're going to talk some Twins, probably. I mean, what the hell else is going on? Oh, yeah, here's one else. Other thing I just wanted to get to real quickly is, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to open with, the first show or whatever, you know, what's going on. Obviously, the All-Star game was the buzz, but that was a week ago. And now there's, you know, all the Cluey stuff. And I thought to myself, and this is just a kind of a lesson, you know, a life's lesson, some words to live by for the listening audience out there. I was going to think about doing the first bit today on Chris Cluey, but note to world, we don't have to make things about Chris Cluey. Chris Cluey has got that covered. So anyway, that's gonna do it for take one. I know it wasn't terribly informative. Again, where am I? I'm coming up on 101. So I'm making good time on Highway 7. I'm heading east, heading towards the city. It's getting me where I gotta go. I mean, I'm sorry if it's not getting you where you gotta go. It's getting me where I gotta go. As the Palatial Studios roll down Highway 7 in Minnetonka, this has been the inaugural Jeff Dubé 5-Minute Major.